Good morning, everyone. Continuing our series from Gurudeva's writings on the seven dimensions of the mind. This morning we have the fifth dimension, part one. The perspective that all is well in the world, the experience that everything is as it should be, perfect right now, is of the fifth dimension. In this state we realize a great bliss, a comprehensive, all-encompassing acceptance of the universe as it is, which reveals that the whole of existence is working proportionately one with another. Everything is right, just right, and if you moved even one thing, you wouldn't want to move one thing. You wouldn't want to change or improve one thing, or stop something or start something, because everything is all right. Now, you would never feel that way in the third dimension, or even the fourth, which would inspire philosophical discourse. Interesting statement. The fourth would inspire philosophical discourse. There's a need to discuss things. Well, this is an important point, and one that, if for those who aren't used to the idea that everything is the way it should be, I'll say a few words. Obviously, in the world today, we've got lots of challenges with coronavirus. Other issues too. And it's easy to see the world as imperfect, that it's not the way it should be. This perspective means that it's the way it is because of what went before. It's not that it's the way we would, if we were to create it from scratch with no past, it's not that it's the way we would create it from scratch. But it's that it's the logical place we are in a series of events from past to present to future. And to accept that series of events as caused by mankind, then that's what this is talking about. The fifth dimension is powerful. It eradicates concepts of imperfection and the vision of perfect harmony of all things. It is pure insight. Then insight is translated to the fourth dimension, where it can be comprehended by the outer consciousness of man. We have to put it into words, be able to explain it. Metaphysicians call the fifth dimension the mind of light, for it is the superconscious area from which the clear white light is inwardly seen to fill the head. So inner light filling the head is the fifth dimension. Others call it God. As man comes into the sixth dimension, that light extends throughout the physical body and can even be seen in the feet as he walks. So that's the distinction there. Between inner light as perceived in the fifth dimension, it's in the head, and in the sixth dimension, it's throughout the entire body. When people function in the fifth dimension, they are not out of touch with daily realities. It makes them extremely alert and bright. They are right there. They see things that have to be done and do them. Since they draw from a vast storehouse of energy and a broad evolutionary vantage point, they even do unfamiliar tasks with confidence, as though they had performed it 1,000 times. They haven't done it before, but they have. They feel they have. Nothing seems strange or awkward. Everything is familiar, and they bring grace into every department of life. In the beginning, we discover the fifth dimension only through flashes, brief insights. People have had intuitive flashes that have altered and changed the pattern of their entire life. the still small voice or the inner voice comes directly from the fifth dimension. The third eye functions from the fifth and sixth dimensions. Then one of the difficulties comes, that of translating knowledge and insight into a conceptual understanding. Very often, fifth dimensional insight is so deep, so subtle, that we cannot label it, and therefore cannot reconstruct it in our memory patterns. Interesting. To be able to reconstruct something in our memory patterns, we have to be able to label it. We think, oh, this is so clear, so obvious, I could never forget it. 10 minutes later, we are struggling to maintain the continuity of the experience, which, dreamlike, begins to fade. Yet as we become more and more acquainted with these strata, the memory is impressed easily on the physical brain cells, and the fifth dimension comes more into focus for us. In the fifth dimension of the mind, the total evolution of form is perceived. When we see a flower, we not only see it as it is at that moment, but simultaneously actually see the stages of life from its creation to preservation to disintegration. This is where we see life in a blade of grass and the universe in a grain of sand. All things are within all things. The fifth dimension is not timeless, but it has no consciousness of time or even of the third dimension. Great inventions in music have come from the fifth dimension in a flash, followed by years of working all of the details through to the fourth and third dimensions. Awakened psychics enter the fifth dimension and are able to read patterns of the future and past through the third eye. The fifth dimension can be related to the Kalinkasim chakra, located at the throat. People who are conscious in the fifth dimension have a deep universal love for other people. They are often humanitarians. Life for them is a joyous, even blissful experience, with events happening in perfect timing. Other people like to be with them, for they are open, right there, present to the needs of others. The forces of their life are not so much consciously directed as directed superconsciously from the fifth dimension itself, which keeps all aspects in proportion. Of course, they also need a strong fourth dimensional capacity to follow through on these subtle directions, and a strong third dimension to sustain the forces of superconsciousness. If they find themselves struggling with forces of the third dimension, the rules and regulations of which may not be totally familiar to them, they resolve their problems from the fifth dimension. Solutions come clearly to them, and with strong fourth dimensional capacity, they follow through and do it. In the fifth dimension, we have no sense of ego, no personal me or mine, which after all are composed of the elements of the second and third dimension. People who experience this metamorphosis from ordinary consciousness and then discipline themselves so the intensity of the fifth dimensional being is sustained, love their fellow man with quiet compassion. They are great humanitarians and understand the predicament and problems of others without criticism. Timing in their lives is right and things happen for them. They are open. They are right there. They receive positive direction from the fifth dimension, which periodically, shall we say, adjusts their forces, keeping all other aspects in line. They find out how to do things. They are creative. Then we get a story on utilizing intuition. This is a story of when Gurudeva was in Arizona. Oh, 30 years old, 1957, so it's somewhere in the 1955, maybe 54. He was waiting and deciding where to open his center. So he was in Phoenix, Arizona. He was considering possibility of opening it there. While I was waiting and deciding, I had another experience one day while driving my small car. My inner self told my outer self, look at that sign. If any of you have been to Phoenix, you know it's totally a flat area, absolutely flat. There I was driving around this big flat area where there were lots of houses and homes. Look at that sign. Remember the sign. It was Spruce Street. I took note of the sign. Then I said, okay, I'm just going to get into my inner self. Inner self said, drive 20 blocks forward, turn left and drive 10 blocks, turn right and drive 5 blocks, turn left 2 blocks, turn around, back up, go 10 blocks, and on like that for about 2 hours. Whoa, 2 hours. As I followed the instructions, then it said, stop and look at the sign. Spruce Street again. I was a believer in myself, an absolute believer in myself. Charming story. Get a few Shum words. Start out with the obvious one, the Shum word for the fifth dimension. Shum word, Ling Ing Da Shum. Definition one, fifth dimension. Sub-superconscious mind. 2. Awareness of forms in their totality and progressive states of manifestation. 3. Consciousness of a deep universal love for other people. 4. The dimension that opens the doors into the Akasha. 5. The inner voice comes directly from this dimension. 6. This dimension relates to the Kam Shum Alinga Kaling Kasim M. So that's the throat chakra. 7. To experience the portraits within this dimension, look out from the throat area. Another fifth dimensional word, Ibi Hai Shum. 1. The sadhana of bringing forth from oneself joy and happiness under all circumstances. 2. Great joy is found when this tantra is mastered. One more word, ifche. Oh, this relates to Gurudeva's explanation in the text about inner light in the fifth dimension is in the head, inner light in the sixth dimension is throughout the body. So this definition explains that. Ifche, 1. Clear, brilliant inner light. 2. Ifche is experienced in the fields of the fifth and sixth dimension. 3. In the fifth dimension, it is experienced as a brilliant inner light within the head. Bright and clear. 4. In the sixth dimension, the light glows in every cell of the body, through the torso, the hands, legs, and feet. 5. One can move into Ifche through Kalibasa once you have located Balikana, the slight moonlike glow within the head. It is 6. It is easy to enter the state of Ifche, provided that the area of Nimra Nimling has been moved out of. So Nimra Nimling is light when there's an image that it's lighting up. So we want to move out of the area where we have images. Then this whole process of Balikana Ifche can take place. Certainly an abundance of ideas here, and this is only one-third. One-third of the information on the fifth dimension is what I presented. Have a wonderful day.